Hello, everybody. Come on in. Happy Tuesday. I am Coach Betsy. Hello, Miss Liz. Who is ready to lose some weight in July? I'm so excited. Okay, let me bring up the chat here. Thank y'all. I had a birthday on Sunday and I am the big 5'1". So I am truly into my 50s now. So thank y'all. Yes. And I, y'all, the celebration is continuing. My husband and are doing our traditional dinner to Benihana tonight. So we love us some Benihana. It's fried rice and all the things. So after I finish this call, and then I've got one more private coaching call, and I will be out to dinner with my husband. That's kind of the, I don't think I have anything else scheduled, but I love to stretch out my birthday as long as I can. Do they still do the Buddha Cup? I believe so, Janet. They have big, huge drinks. My mom got one last time when she was with us that looked like a big fishbowl. It was like a blue drink. That's I gotta work tomorrow, y'all. That's a little much for me. I might have a glass of wine, but that's about it for the drinks tonight. So, yes, I'm wrapping up my birthday in style tonight. So, yeah. It's a, I'm telling you, I love birthdays. It's a good reminder to just be grateful for what you have and be grateful you're alive. And, but also to think about, okay, how do I want to spend this 51st year on the planet? Do I want to maybe level up a few things? Do I want to just appreciate what I have? Do I want to, what do I want for my life? So it's always a reflective time for me. Thank y'all so much. You're so sweet. All right. So let's talk about how to lose weight in July. Okay. Because that's what this call is about, how to lose 5 pounds. Now, I want y'all to tell me in the chat or do your little thumbs up or hearts or whatever, who got the email this afternoon about our wellness planner and who is excited? Okay. I have my handy dandy email up here just to let you know. And if you're, oh, good, Liz just finished her first log. You're doing it early before before July 1st. So for those of you all who haven't seen it, check your email. All right, let me see what the subject of the email, because I know y'all sometimes my email gets a little out of hand too. The subject is, it's from Corinne. And it's called July is for dropping it and tracking it. And I'm going to talk about that here in a minute. All right. So July is traditionally always we lose weight. We give pounds to Corinne for her birthday because she is going to be 52. She and I are almost exactly a year apart. She's my big sister, and she turns 52 on July 12th. So we're very close in our birthday, but she's a year older than I am. And so we always give pounds to Corinne in July. She doesn't want anything else. Y'all, please don't send her stuff because that the woman has everything she needs and more. So what she wants is for you all to be successful and no BS. Okay. So that, yeah, I got to remind myself I'm in my 50s too. That's what she wants. That's the, and y'all, I have worked for Corinne. I've known Corinne almost 20 years. That's all she wants, y'all. She lives for you all to be successful and to figure this out for the last time. I have spent many an hour in a hotel room, in her living room, in her dining room. At the Y'all remember the burger place that she used to go to, and now she owns a burger place. But at restaurants, trying to figure out how to make this as easy as possible for you all to be successful. Okay, so that's all she wants for her birthday this month, and that's all I want for you all too, is to just figure this out, whatever it is. I actually talked with a private client today who is doing some thinking this week about whether she really, really wants to lose weight. Okay. For some of you all, it's the goal for you all right now is to really figure out what you really want. Because here's the deal, this is what she and I talked about today, is that number, you know, you stepping on that scale and seeing that number is not going to magically make you love yourself. Okay. That's not what losing weight does. And please, please don't set yourself up for disappointment and think that just life is going to be amazing when you lose your weight. Okay. Because everything around you is going to be just the same. Your body might be smaller, but you're probably going to have a little bit of loose skin. You're probably going to have maybe a lot of loose skin, right? You're going to still, life is still going to be lifing. And so, what are your amazing, amazing reasons for losing this weight? And what are some things that you can feel amazing about right now that'll help you along the way? Okay. I was telling her that, y'all, we don't have to love everything about ourselves. We don't have to just get all rainbows and daisies about ourselves. But we've got to love ourselves enough. We've got to believe that we are enough as we are right now, Tuesday, June the 30th at 5:07 p.m. We've got to believe that we are enough as we are right now to want more for ourselves. But please don't think that losing weight is going to just automatically make you think that you're enough and that you're lovable and that you love yourself, because that's just not how it works. And I don't want to set you up for disappointment. Okay. I want y'all to have your whys. And here's the thing, if you can't come up with any, reach out to Ask Coaches and let's talk about that. Because if you can't come up with very many or very many that you like, maybe you don't need to. Maybe you want to accomplish some other goals right now, and we can talk about that. Okay. So that's what we want for you all. Whether it is weight loss, whether it is just figuring out what you really want, whether it is just truly believing that you are enough right now as you are, that's what we want for you. So in July, here's what we're focusing on, okay? And this can be for losing weight, maintaining weight, or just figuring out what you want. Let's use this new wellness tracker, okay? Let's take care of ourselves as we are right now with thinking before we eat, okay? With celebrating our wins. And there is a amazing video that I watched earlier this afternoon that MJ has done. I will put in the chat for those of you all who haven't seen it yet. I'll put the direct link to it in the chat. And y'all, this is Chris Crabtree's baby. Corinne's husband has been working his tail off. Let's see. I want to get you the right. I think I'm going to take you to the This Month in OBS page. I'm just going to send y'all that link, because then that gives you all the information that you need to find this wellness tracker. Yes, it is available on the website, Angie. No, it's not an app. It is a page on our website. And y'all, if you have specific questions about the wellness tracker, or questions about anything about losing 5 pounds this month, put them in the Q&A box, okay? So I don't have to kind of sift through the chat. Put them in the Q&A box. Of course, any coaching questions can go in the Q&A box. And then this is also an open coaching call. So if you want some coaching, raise your hand, okay? And we'll do some coaching face to face. So all the things this month. And so while y'all are kind of thinking about that, I will talk to y'all about the wellness tracker. Okay. So what you can do, Darlene, you said, how do you get the link from the chat to look at it later? You could copy, but I'm just going to tell you where to go, Darlene. Okay. I'm going to tell everybody where to go because this is also for people who are listening to the replay and they're driving along in their car and they're not looking at their phone or their computer right now. All you've got to do is go to nobswomen.com, make sure you're logged in. And if for some reason y'all can't remember your login or whatever, it will help you, get logged in there. And then if you ever need help getting logged in, you can email support@pmptribe.com. Okay. That is our amazing customer service team. You all know Vern leads that team. She is my birthday twin. So happy birthday to Vern as well. She and I have the same birthday, and I love that. And Lori and all of the amazing team members over there, Corinne's brother and Keith and everybody over there. And there's a lot of other folks behind the scenes that are helping out over there. So if you ever need any help, please don't let like technology and stuff keep you from figuring this out. Okay, so NoBSWomen.com, be sure you're logged in, and then you go over to the courses tab and you go down to this month in NoBS. The first little thing under courses is the NoBS weight loss course. We always keep that at the top because that is like the OG course we got around here. Okay. You don't need any other course but that to lose weight. Okay. And then under that is this month in NoBS. And so that's what we're focusing on each month. And in July, it is the wellness tracker. Okay. So that's where you need to go. NoBSWomen.com, courses tab. All right. And I really encourage you all also to just get on the website and just click around and see what's on there. I bet you anything, you're going to find so many things you didn't even know we had. Okay. So I just encourage y'all to go around, play around there and see what's all available. Don't get overwhelmed. Nothing's going away. Nothing is a have to. You know how MJ says, everything is available to you, but everything is not for you. Okay. Or it's not for you right now. And the wellness tracker may not be for you right now. I was talking to another private client today. I had several private private coaching calls today. And I was talking to another client about the wellness tracker. But y'all, she is so good to go with using. She has been on vacation this week, and one of her commitments is to make a plan every day and assess it. Well, what's really working for her now is that when she's at home, just regular old life, she uses her iPad and her written No BS plan. When she is traveling, she uses her notes app and just puts in, her plan and her assessment on her notes app, just types it out. Now, when she's having a day where kind of stuff is all over the place, she actually types in to our Slack channel, which we use for private coaching, and she gets the plan done that way. She's got way her plan is working for her depending on the day. The wellness tracker is not for her right now. But here's the thing, for those of you all who maybe aren't planning as consistently as you want to be, there's not nothing much easier than getting on our website and typing in the wellness tracker. Okay, so it is for a lot of you all. But if you've got your plans down another way, please don't switch everything up just because you think you're quote unquote supposed to be using the wellness tracker. No, you're not, some of y'all. Okay. The goal this month is 31 days of planning, however you choose to plan. And that might be a combination of things like it is with my client. And you may want to try out the wellness tracker and use it for some of the days, but you can also plan in other ways. Okay. All right. Yep. Don't get overwhelmed. Don't get overwhelmed. All right. So wellness tracker, and we want you to just plan for 31 days. If that's with this wellness tracker or something else, that's That's great. Okay. Do not overthink this. There are no rules. We just want you all thinking before you eat. Okay. Now, if you do choose to use the wellness tracker, I'm going to give y'all just a few little notes here about it. Okay. You just, when the first time you use it, you'll need to do a little bit of setup. It takes like approximately 20 seconds because I did it the other day. And you choose your official weigh-in day. MJ talks about in the video and on this page, if you scroll down a little bit, there's a video from MJ and she explains all of this. But you just choose a day. Now, MJ weighs every day. Some people weigh on Fridays, which is kind of the day that we talk about weighing in on NOBS. But y'all, I actually don't weigh very often at all anymore. But when I did, I weighed in on Mondays. That worked for me. So you just choose your weigh-in day, but you can also put your weight in as often as you want on this tracker. Okay, so that's one thing that it tracks is your weight. And then you also set up a few other things just to get started on the wellness tracker. Okay. And then you just fill in your 24-hour plan each day. And that day stays open for a 24-hour period so that you can plan and then you can kind of go through your day. And then either that evening or the next morning, you can actually assess your day. And y'all, the tracker is really simple right now. It's really just the first version of what is going to be like even more. But y'all, this takes a lot of work to set to. I mean, this was built from scratch, okay? With Chris and his team to code it and all that. I don't know anything about any of that. But right now, it has a way for you to type in your food. And then if you actually wanted to assess your food, you could type into that those same boxes and just kind of do like a little slash or a little like arrow signal symbol or whatever and put your actually what you ate, but there's just one box for each meal, okay? And then the assessment, you just do some yes no questions. Did I eat when I was hungry? Did I stop it enough? Let me see what the other ones are. Did I eat on plan today? And these are just yes, no questions. Did I practice self-care today? I love that question because it just gets my mind going. Oh, what did I do about self-care? Did I do any self-care or not? And then did I talk kindly to myself today? That's my favorite question of all. Okay. And again, these are just yes, no questions. And then you go on to the next page and you log your water and sleep. And then anything else to note. Just some any notes that you want to put for the day. And I love that there's just an open space for that. And then you also there's also a link to Ask Coaches if you want to go to Ask Coaches right there. So, and then that's your completion for that day tracking. Okay? So, that is our wellness tracker. I'm so excited to that we're getting started with it. And what again, what we want you all to do is just practice 31 days of planning. Okay. And I'll say it again for the ladies in the back. That can look like using the wellness tracker or any other way that planning works for you. Okay. All right. Let's see. There's a couple of questions here. Oh, Q&A is in a different place than it has been. Are we logging our planned food or what we actually ate at the end of the day? So I talked about that, Janet. So again, this is just version one of the tracker. I bet you anything, there will be a more expanded version in the future. But right now, we wanted to just get it up and running, get you all testing it out. And so there's just one box for each meal. Y'all, let me just share my screen. I hate like not y'all not being able to see it. So where do I do it? Okay. Okay, do you all see, pull up the chat. Do you all see the wellness tracker? Let me scroll down. Do y'all see it? Let me know in the chat. And I'm going to go back. Okay. I see the thumbs up. So, here is my plan for today. Okay? And y'all, I actually did not track before I ate. Before I put a morsel in my mouth, I didn't do it until I had a doctor's appointment this morning, and I didn't get it done until I got back home and got back to my computer, which is fine. I don't call that, screwing up the day. Fuck it. Let's start again tomorrow. I tell myself, you know what? All I got to do now is just write down what I've had already today, and then we plan for the rest of the day. We can always save the day. All right. So I went to Chick-fil-A this morning before my doctor's appointment, and I got a coffee drink. So it was something that had some, I wanted to try their iced coffee, and it's all right, but it's got some sugar in it. I'm not usually one to drink a whole lot of sugary drinks, but I wanted to try it out. So I had the coffee drink, and then I had a breakfast sandwich from Chick-fil-A. And I stopped at Enough. I did not finish my sandwich because I was at Enough. Lunch, salad with protein. And y'all, I plan very simply. I don't list every single, food that's going into my mouth. Okay. I know that whatever I'm eating, I'm focusing on stopping at Enough. So it was salad with protein. It was actually a leftover salad from last night from one of my other birthday dinners with my parents last night. I had a salad with salmon and avocado and pistachios, and it was so tasty. And so I was having that le the rest of that leftover salad today at lunch. And then tonight, going to Benihana, I put out to Enough and 2 glasses of wine and dessert. Okay. I don't know if I'll have all that, but I am giving myself permission to have it. Okay. I'm not playing the game. Well, oh, well, I should only have 1 glass, or I should only have a drink or dessert. I'm living in the real world where, it's my birthday and I might have an extra glass of wine tonight and I might have dessert too. And that's okay. All right. I don't have anything for snacks because I usually don't have a snack. Now, I do have a pretty standard protocol where if I get overly hungry in the afternoon, a handful of almonds is my standard snack and it tides me over until dinner. Okay. So that would be part of my assessment. And so these are the only boxes for food, for planning and assessing on the wellness tracker right now. So, like I was saying, you could go over here and, like, let's say I could do this. I could do like a little slash or something, and then I could type out exactly what I ate, or just get specific about what I ate. I could do like a little slash and do, if I just end up having 1 glass of wine, I could type that out, right? And that would be my plan and my assessment on this same spot. And then, like I said, I went through the daily questions. It's not the end of the day, so I haven't marked those. And then here's what water and sleep looks like. Water, sleep, and then anything else to note, any wins, anything you're proud of today, please put that in that box. Okay. Anything that you just want to remember, like, ooh, this food doesn't feel good in my body, or this food really fueled me today and it felt great. Anything you want to celebrate or put in there to remember. And then, like I said, there's the link to Ask Coaches. Okay. So that's what we got. All right. Let's see. Sandy says, if you hit the complete the day, can you go back to make changes after it's complete? I am not sure, Sandy. I am not sure. That will be something we'll need to, because I'm wondering if it's within the 24-hour period, can you go back in and edit it? I'm just honestly not sure about that. I think I've kind of played around with it. And I think once you've done complete today, I don't think that there's a way to go back in and edit it. Okay. Somebody said they just said they couldn't. So that's good to know, right? Is all right. Once I kind of assess and, mark everything and I do that complete today, there's no going back. We're just moving on to the next day. Okay. So, that's just how the system works. Again, we want all your feedback too, by the way. But here's the thing. We don't want it in Facebook. We don't want it in the chat during calls. we want y'all to send it to support@pnptribe.com, right? Any feedback that y'all want, anything that you would love to see in like the next version, send it. And they're compiling all of it. Okay. They actually have a system of compiling all the feedback. But just note that this is version one. Okay. This is the very first version. It's just was built from scratch, and we're going to grow from here. Okay. All right. Will this allow the coaches to see all of our data while we ask for help? I think so at some point in the future. We're still kind of figuring this out too, but we are going to be able to at least compile like numbers, right? And see, like, let's say at the end of July, how many members completed 31 days of plans, right? That's how we're going to be able to do the random drawing. Because everyone who does 31 days of plans using the tracker will go into a drawing for a month of free private coaching. So, and I think I'm going to be doing some of that free private coaching. And I'm so excited because I love working with new clients. And by the way, I do have a few openings for private coaching. Just anyway, but I'd love to work with some of you all on just that free month of private coaching. Okay. All right. And someone said it, yeah, that you can't edit after completing today. So that's good to know, right? But you do have 24 hours, you know, to complete it. But here's the thing, I think that's good. That helps you like not overthink, right? It helps you just finish it out and get going with the next day. Okay. So yes, the questions of stopping it enough are not specific to meals. So when you say, did I stop it enough? You are, you know, saying, yes, I stopped it enough at all meals. Or if you're saying no, then that means you may not have stopped it enough at one meal. That's kind of, again, part of this version one. I think maybe in the future, we'll probably do it broken up into specific meals, but not yet. Okay. So, yes, I love that. Sophia says, you know, I'm thinking I will try to use the plan to catch any patterns. So, yes, absolutely. So, just, you know, however you want it to work for you. Okay. Let's see. Tracy's got a good question. I will get there for a second. I want to scroll this the chat and see if there's any other questions about the wellness tracker. Well, someone said for me, that kind of brings up an all or nothing thought for the enough question. Perfectionist for perfectionism and all. Well, anytime some perfectionist thinking comes up, y'all, I see that as an amazing opportunity. Okay. So here's, I mean, I just said if you didn't stop it enough at one meal, then you mark a no. Because I mean, it is asking for the day. Did you stop it enough or not? And y'all, I think it's really powerful for a lot of us to mark that no and maybe feel some judgment come up and practice some kindness for ourselves. Okay? Because here's the thing, on my assessment for today, I am going to be already be saying no on the stopping at enough because I overate at lunch. How about we work on being honest with ourselves and letting overeating sometimes, you know, be okay and not be a failure and not be, you know, expect us to be perfect every, expect ourselves to be perfect every day. I think honesty with our tracking is one of the most amazing skills we can develop because it just helps us come back to ourselves over and over again and say, okay, this was a day where I ate past enough. Is there anything I might want to learn here? Anything I might want to remind myself of? Do I just kind of want to give myself a little bit of a hug here and just say, all right, we weren't perfect today, and that's okay. I love you anyway. That's what I think imperfection can give us every day is, all right. Oh yeah, I forgot I'm human. Okay. Let's see if maybe I can remind myself of something I want to do differently in the future and just move on. That's my thing. So, all right. I gotta put my glasses on, y'all. Where do we find where to make the daily food plan? Okay, so I gave that to you. Oh, thank you for posting the link again to the This Month in OBS. And then on that page, so it's under the This Month in OBS page, which is under the courses tab at obswomen.com. If you scroll on down, you will see the video from MJ. It's right there on the page. I mean, she walks you through the entire process. Okay. I love that y'all are maybe like hooking up for accountability. Y'all talking about some good ideas, frosted coffee. Okay, so if there's anything else, put it in the Q&A. Okay. And like I said, don't forget. Oh, Sally's okay, Sally, you raise your hand too. So Audrey, there's just Sally, I think, that's raised her hand. Let me get my thing back here. So Audrey, if you want to jump on, go for it because we got time. All right. So Tracy says, I'm still working on finding hunger and enough. Very normal. It takes some time to get to know our body and to know what hunger and enough feels like for your body. And so she says, any advice from me? I haven't lost weight in 3 years. All right, here's my best advice, Tracy. Is I want you to go back to that no BS weight loss course. And this is for a lot of you all who are like, oh, I've been here forever. I don't need to go back to that course, blah, blah, blah. Well, if you're still working on finding hunger and enough, not sure if you're hungry, not sure if you're at enough, why wouldn't you go back through a couple of those modules on hunger and enough? And see what you could learn because every time you listen to those lessons, you hear new things. You're in a new place in your life. And so you hear new things. You hear the same thing in a different way. And something might just click for you. A light bulb might just go off for you. But here's the thing about hunger and enough, y'all. It is a lesson, it is a practice in trusting yourself. Because, you know, we all want like a kind of a green or green light ding to go off, right? When we're, you know, at hunger and enough, we want that confirmation, that external confirmation that we're doing this right. Well, hunger and enough is we don't get that, right? And this is where we gotta practice doing it good enough, trusting ourselves, doing the best we can, and moving on. Okay. And a lot of us, especially with losing weight, we're not used to doing that. We're used to following somebody else's rules, counting points, counting calories, and getting that external, you know, check mark. Well, it's time for us to give us it, ourselves an internal check mark. You know what? I did the best I could. I think this was my enough, and I'm just going to keep on moving forward. Okay. So that's my best advice to you. But go back to those lessons. Give yourself the gift of like being the what do they say it? Go back with a beginner's mind. You know, you've been around for a few years. Pretend like you're a new member and you have never heard of anything in no BS. I do that too when I go back and listen to the lessons. Because y'all, did we ever in a million years think that all we had to do was eat when we were hungry and stop at enough? Never, never thought it could be that simple. So give yourself the gift of that. Okay, so that's my best advice. Yes. So someone's asking about they copied the link and put it on their home screen on their phone. So you can do that, right? So you can put specific websites. It looks like an app on your phone, but it's just a specific website. Okay, so let me. My husband texted me. He's going to be a little bit late coming home, so that's what I was looking at. I got to get my glasses. Let me figure out what that is. I think it is you go to like a website, and then there's that little arrow. There's the three dots. Next to the website on your phone, and then you do the box with the arrow. I know I'm not explaining this very well, Maybe we'll come up with a video and kind of walk you through it. But it basically says there's an option to add to home screen, and that's how you can add a website to your home screen. And so it's like an app, but you're actually going to a website. Okay. Will it give us weekly stats? I do believe after you've completed a week that you'll be able to go back and see weekly stats. I have not actually done it for a full week yet, so I don't think I have access to those weekly stats. And then I just don't want to give y'all the wrong answer about what we can see and what we can't on the back end. Okay. I bet you anything, MJ on her Q&A tomorrow will probably have some more answers to that. But here's the thing, if y'all are ever confused about anything, just email in support. Okay. But I'll definitely text MJ and let her know that I had those questions for you all, or had those questions from you all tonight, and for her to mention that on the Q&A tomorrow. Okay. Because I bet she's going to have several questions to answer about the wellness tracker. Okay. So I'm doing my best, y'all. But also, it's just okay if I don't have all the answers, right? Because we'll figure it out. We're going to figure it out as we go along. So, all right, Miss Sally, let's see what you've got. Audrey, if you want to get on too. Raise your hand or anybody else. All right, Miss Sally, see what you got.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, good. What's going on?
Well, I am returning back to no BS. I have lost about 130 pounds in a year. And I rejoined for a couple different reasons. I thought I had made my maintenance plan in lockdown, but then also after having bariatric surgery, I'm like 18 months out. A lot of the restriction that I used to have with my sleeve, I don't have anymore. So I don't have the same amount of fullness, and a lot of the food noise is back. And what I've noticed is it's particular times. So my breakfast is pretty much the same. I usually do like a protein coffee, and then I'll have like a protein like blueberry bread that's made with oats, like oat flour that I grind and all the things. And I'm usually pretty good. I have my lunch, but it's like after lunch. I really want sweets, even though I've already had watermelon or a piece of fruit, or it's like 3 o'clock. And I'll go ahead and give myself like a Built Bar or something like that because there's a good amount of protein in it and it's easy for me to eat. I think part of the tricky thing is I can only eat so much, and I am really active. I lift weights every day. I also do HIIT training and things like that. But I honestly think a lot of the issue is emotional eating, or possibly habit eating. And I'm having a hard time. I don't want to like fall back, and I don't want to ruin what I've done. I have a lot of fear about that because I've gained and lost weight my whole life, right? And I'm like, okay, surgery is the final step. You lose half your stomach. We got to get this maintenance down and come up with some cognitive or something when these things happen. And a lot of times, sometimes, even when, like, for example, while I was listening to this call, I got home from work in the gym or whatever, and I'm like, and I even had a snack before I went, man, I'm hungry. I look in the refrigerator and I'm eating a slice of pizza as I'm starting to make dinner while I'm on this call. And I'm like, what am I doing?
Okay.
So some of it is even like, this friend calls it like this fog eating. Like I don't know how to create a trigger in mind to stop myself, like that pause that everybody talks about. And I think
Okay.
these are some of the things that struggling with, if this makes any sense.
Okay, I got it. I gotcha. So let's first check in like on this afternoon, because I mean with the pizza, I think you mentioned you were hungry, but with this afternoon eating, I mean it sounds like it's pretty soon after a meal, so you're not physically hungry. This is really just a true urge.
Yes.
Okay. And so what do you think is going on there? I mean, you mentioned kind of habit, or a lot of times, we get an urge when we have a, we're trying to meet some kind of need, right? That may just be, perpetuating a habit. I mean, that's what it is a lot of times. But also, you may need a break, right? You may need, something that you're not giving yourself in that moment. So, anything you can think of that could be going
Well,
on there?
it's usually like when I'm at work. So a lot of times I will go out, not right now because it's like 100 and something degrees. I will leave my desk, I will go outside and I will walk around the hospital, which is a mile, just because I need to get outside. I'll listen to a podcast, listen to something, and then I'll come back and then I'll eat. So even though I remove myself from a situation or whatever, it's usually when I'm at work, and I think sometimes the job is stressful, or I work healthcare, it's stressful, or sometimes the work is frustrating, or like it's something and I can't like physically leave. And I've even tried like the fidget toys, or I've had stuff on my desk, or it's just I don't. Probably, yeah, I'm looking for probably something in that moment. And I'm like, ooh, a piece of chocolate.
And so it sounds like, I mean, you are kind of exploring other things, but you just have a habit of meeting that need with food, but
Yes.
that you don't physically need, right? And so what if you just like, I mean, you might not be able to leave your desk and go walk around, for a long time, but you probably could at least excuse yourself and go to the bathroom, right? And wash your hands with some warm water or something just to kind of interrupt that pattern, right? And to just practice, putting something else in there other than food. I mean, and this is just classic kind of, habit science, right? Where it's going to feel uncomfortable. Right, because you're not doing what you usually do, but you also know you're not physically hungry, right? And this is a pattern that, with to maintain your weight, right, you want to keep practicing, only eating when you're physically hungry most of the time, right?
That's why I was struggling with the pattern interrupt, because even like say after dinner, I'll get done eating, I'll even go brush and floss my teeth, put my hair in, and then I'll start watching my show. My husband will come home late, and then I'm like looking for chocolate again, and I'm like, what the heck? I'm like, and I'm physically taking the retainer out, and I'm like, so I'm not even thinking about it until after. After it's happened, I'm like, what did I just do?
Well, I mean, and the awareness always comes first. With, after, right? After you've done the eating. And so now we really want to kind of back it up to, all right, what could I put in my way between the food, me and the food, right? Where I have to see something before I mean, we talk about sticky notes, we talk about, alarms on our phone, we talk about like, I mean, some people have like put a piece of tape across their cabinet, something where it's like to kind of just knock us out of this pattern. What
Yeah.
do you think?
Well, it's hard. Like, I think the
And here's
tape,
the thing. We just need to do what we go ahead.
Well, I was just saying, like, I've tried the sticky notes and that worked for a while. And then I even wrote on the refrigerator. And it's like sometimes it's like, even though you have it there, you don't see it anymore. I have an acronym, HALT. Am I hungry? Am I angry? Am I lonely? Am I tired? Or what can I do instead? So I even put sticky notes on the refrigerator. I'm just kind of wondering, like, what his other clients use that has really worked for like this pattern interrupt,
Okay,
where
and
like.
I'd love for anybody in the chat to put in their ideas. But here's the thing. Yes, you do, we do get acclimated to whatever we do, right? So whatever we do, we got to change. I mean, it's normal to need to change it up, right? You know, even after a short amount of time, because, you know, our brain is just like, well, I don't care about that. We're eating, right? So there's some ideas about, like, you know, kind of moving those things around, changing those things up. Another thing is to get other people involved, right? For some like external accountability, where it's like maybe your husband, maybe somebody else, where it's like, if you see me eating something, will you kind of check in and make sure I'm hungry or something like that? Like, how can you get somebody else involved for some accountability, or even an accountability partner, where it's like, okay, I'm going to practice. Before I eat something, I'm checking in with my accountability partner first to let her know I'm eating something. You know, I mean, it's just something that can interrupt your brain. But again, we got to try things. But here's the good news. We really only need to do that for just a little while for your brain to kind of be like, oh, okay, she's not like automatically doing this stuff anymore. And like, I'm not going to throw up as many urges because, you know, when we kind of start to change a pattern, our brain will, you know, get on board, right? So let me see what it says in the chat here. If it's going in my mouth, I have to write it down before I put it in my mouth. I carry a little notebook with me everywhere I go. I told my husband to suggest that I go upstairs after dinner when he does, because I used to do a lot of secret eating when alone downstairs. So it's getting these people that we live with, you know, to help us, right? Because sometimes we just need somebody else to be accountable to. And that doesn't make us weak or bad. But it's also just a matter of trying things. It's just a matter of trying things. So what do you think?
Yeah, I could probably do that. I think it would be hard to ask somebody at work because,
Okay.
you know, I've mentioned things before, like please don't put that out. If you could please put it in another space so I don't have to see. And I just kind of like, well, it's not really our problem. And I know, like Corinne said, like you can't have other people change for you. So I'm like, I don't want to ask any of them.
What about having, like you mentioned, having a bar and something in the afternoon? What if you made those a little bit less accessible to yourself? And
Okay.
put in like an automatic pause where it's like, okay, if I'm going to have a bar, I at least am going to put some time in where I've got to run out to the car and get it. I've got to go somewhere, you know, somewhere else to get it, so that I put in that pause to maybe be able to check in with myself and say, okay, do I really want to do this? Am I physically hungry? That kind of thing. Because if we make it so easy for ourselves to just have that bar, even if it's like sitting on the desk, we certainly don't want it sitting on the desk, you know, within visual, but to make it a little bit
True.
less accessible. I mean, we talk about that at home, right? With keeping things maybe, you know, in the car or out in the garage fridge or whatever it is, right? Or having things like frozen that you actually, you know, you have to thaw out or whatever, right? To put in a pause. What do you think?
I could probably try that.
Or maybe even give the
Okay.
bars to like a coworker and say, hey, keep these for, I mean, you know, again, this may be, you know, I don't know. It's just an idea, right? Where it's like, hey, I'm really working on checking in to see if I really need these. Will you hold on to these? And, you know, don't give me one unless I ask for it. And again, that puts in that little bit of an interruption to give yourself time to check in with your hunger. Because sometimes all we need is just 10 seconds of not just automatically starting to eat. And that helps us to bring our reasoning brain back online.
I just had an idea, you know,
Okay.
like the pieces in the game, the sand, like they flip the type thing over. Maybe I
Yes.
should put that on my desk.
Yes, like a what do you call it? Hourglass.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, we set a timer, right? Set a timer on your phone. We actually gave out a little hourglass at one of the camps, like with our with all of our little gifty stuff, with our swag. And that's why we did it, because it's, it puts in some time, right? All of these things we're talking about just put in some time. They put in a pause. So whatever you could do, we don't realize how powerful just some time is,
Yeah.
where it, instead of just immediately responding to that urge. Yeah. So I can tell
Crazy.
the wheels are turning for you now.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I know a lot of distress and,
Yeah.
like emotional stuff.
And that's, I mean, and that's another way to come at this, right? Is a lot of times we're looking for relief, with the food, right? Even though we're not hungry, right? We're looking for relief from whatever we're telling ourselves, about work or whatever it is, right? And so that's another way to come at this with, all right, what's the story I want to tell myself about work that helps me not want that bar in the afternoon? Right, just to get a break or just to give me some relief, right? I mean, we all got shit we got to deal with in our job, right? I do too. So, it's coming at it from that place too, in
Yeah.
terms of what are these stories, and just getting aware of them can be really powerful. Okay? So you kind of
Sounds.
got a couple of things to work on, and then come over to Ask Coaches and we'll help you some more. Okay.
Okay, well,
Okay.
thank you.
All right. See you later. All right. I think that was helpful for a lot of people. So, all right.
Thank you.
All right. Gotta find the button here. All right, Miss Audrey. Let's see what you got. Let's see if we have time. And Sally, look in the chat. I don't know if you can see the chat when you're on there. Hey there.
Oh,
What's going on?
well, I basically just need you to read my mind because you're really good at that. I just hit 6 weeks post knee replacement surgery, and I was able to maintain, or and it's hard to tell with the inflammation and stuff, either maintained or gained 5. So I'm thankful that I didn't gain 25,
Yes.
I guess my question is, I know what to do. I've been doing this forever. I have not lost a considerable amount of weight, and I say more than 30 pounds with no BS. I know what to do. Is this like the perfect time? School's out, tracker starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
I have not planned because I'm doing good to find food and eat food and get to the bathroom.
Okay.
But I have been paying attention to, water sleep. Like I've got water sleep enough. I couldn't tell you the percentage. I feel like I'm doing well. I've listened to Healthify. I've added the protein. I'm almost through with Healthify lessons. Is this just like a really good reset?
Well, how does that feel, right? That's what I
It
want to check in.
almost feels like, well, you hadn't been able to do it so far. You might as well start now. That's kind of,
And how does that feel?
like there's a balance between that's true and okay, well, what have you done that's good? And mentally, I've done a lot of good work mentally. Like I am not the same person I was 2 years ago.
And you also only, you said you only gained 5 pounds while you had this surgery?
Or just maintained. It's hard to tell because it's a little
Well,
different every day.
okay. I mean, Even if it was only 5 pounds. Oh my gosh, Audrey, right? Like,
Right.
we have to celebrate the heck out of that. And
Yeah.
really have that. I'm so big right now, like on, having this firm foundation, right? This foundation that's like, all right, I have had I've collected so many wins, and now I'm ready to build from here, right? And so I don't think we have courses called Reset and all this kind of stuff, but I think sometimes when we talk about reset, it doesn't feel good because it's like, well, I've been fucking up all this time. Let's see
So
if I
maybe
can
I
not
just
fuck
say,
up
you
this
know
time.
what? It's July 1st. Here we go.
Well,
This
I
month,
mean,
then OBS.
yeah, but here's the thing. Just one, I mean, this is where I might be reading your mind. But I mean, I'm kind of reading my own mind where
Okay.
I've, in the past,
You're not
I've been,
going to have my
okay,
feelings.
July 1st, new tracker, let's do it perfectly, right? We're going to do it perfect this time. Well, where did that get me? A week or 10 days in and then sputtering out, right? So, because that's how I would define reset. So it's like, no, I don't think this is, I think this is just like you keeping going. And yes, like utilizing this new tool we have. But, and I mean, and your whole journey here has been that, right? It hasn't
Yeah.
been,
The scale is not the only data.
exactly. And you're still here, if nothing else.
Yeah.
And, and there's other.
Even if I never lose a pound again, I'm not going anywhere.
Okay. So that's not a, so let's just say, okay, you're not going anywhere. You've got this foundation of still being here, wins, learning stuff, all the mental weight you've lost. And now we're going to see how many more wins we can, collect in July. And
Okay.
maybe some of those wins are, I don't do it perfectly and I keep on going. Y'all, that is for so many of y'all in here. Can you please get, if Corinne was sitting here, she'd be like, y'all, I don't even care if you lose a pound. If you just keep going after you've maybe missed a day or two, that would be the most amazing gift to her. I bet you anything she would agree with me, right?
Right.
Instead of, quitting, beating down yourself and disappearing for 2 weeks, right? Until August 1st. How many
Correct.
times have we done? I know I used to do that.
Correct.
So that's it.
My husband's home.
Okay.
I'm on Zoom. Okay, sorry.
I know my husband comes home, he's like, I'm not on camera, am I?
Well, and he sometimes
Oh.
he'll say, "What?
Oh, we can't
Can you close the door for a minute?"
hear you. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. So, yes, this is a great time for you to keep on going,
Okay.
right? And
Well,
maybe a level up a little bit, right? 1% level up this
and
month.
also too, at a point in the recovery process, I mean, it's a year-long recovery,
Yes.
but I'm at a point where I can move around and drive and
Yeah.
wash clothes and take care of
Yes.
myself. So I think it's a good, here we go.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. This also, when you were talking about kind of not knowing what you're going to eat and stuff, here's the thing, y'all, on this new wellness tracker. Please do not think you have to know exactly what you're going to eat, at every meal, right? Did y'all see out to enough on my plan?
I'm gonna say boss, he's gotta come in here
Okay.
and make
All right.
copies.
All right. Oh, here, I'll take you down. I think I got to
Thanks.
take you down. Okay. There we go. All right. See ya. And I'll be able to get in Cheryl too, real quick before we get out of here. So please don't put that pressure on y'all to on yourself. That's another perfectionist way of thinking, right? Is to think you've got to know exactly what you're eating every day. Okay. You can always put two enough. You can always put, I'm going to put my fork down between bites. You can always talk about how you're going to eat, not specifically what you're going to eat, because sometimes you just don't know. All right, Miss Cheryl, what you got? Oh, I think you need to unmute.
Sure
There we
do.
go.
Okay, so this is a quick
Okay.
one, and it goes along with the planner, which I'm so excited about because timing is everything for me. And Thursday will be 4 weeks on my Wegovy. Okay,
Yeah.
so it's my first 4 weeks. I consider that my I've survived it, and I've been at my daughter's house pet sitting for a week, so she doesn't have a scale. So I'm really happy because now when I go home, it'll be interesting, and I'm looking forward to it because I feel the clothes bigger. Anyhow, it's been different. The eating to enough, well, eating when hungry, eating to enough is a challenge because sometimes you're not hungry, but you know you have to eat because you feel like you're going to get sick. And then, but I did, I was able to make a connection that before when I would eat to enough, I could definitely feel it. And then I realized I felt kind of sick when I first started. And I said, okay, I'm going to have to just eat like half or whatever of enough. And I can save it and eat more later, right? Because I realize I'm full before I know I'm full. Does that make sense?
What I hear is that you are, I mean, you are exactly right where you need to be. You said what, 4 weeks out from with the medication? You are we could call it recalibrating, or you are just figuring out what hunger and enough is for you now, is for your body now with this medication as a tool. I mean, you are right, and I hear you being, curious, right, and kind of, experimenting and saying, okay, we're just going to have half of what, what we think, and then we're just going to wait and see what our body does, right? That is what I have been hearing from everyone else who is losing weight, right, with this medication, is that that's, I mean, or a lot of people, right? It's very common, right? You've got to kind of figure out there's some new signals that come in, but if you just kind of keep good track, right, and just get to know your body, you'll absolutely figure it out. And I mean, and one of the signals may be like nausea, right? Or, things again that weren't signals before, but your signals are a little bit different on this medication. So I see you, I hear you figuring it out one meal at a time.
So as far as the tracker's concerned, I mean, I see that it's kind of an open space. You can just type in what, right? So
And I encourage you to either in those spaces, like where the you put the meals, or in that little open space, on the assessment part, keep some notes, right, on what, how your body felt, what worked for you, what didn't work, right? Keep some notes there to just kind of reinforce, oh yeah, this is what I learned about my body today. Like it could be kind of a question, that you just kind of keep some, like, what did I learn about my body today, right? And when it comes to hunger and enough, and keep track of that.
Sounds
Okay.
good.
All
Sounds
right. You're doing amazing.
excited about the timing.
Yes. I think it's a great time. We're in the middle of summer, and it's just an exciting time to kind of try something new. And y'all, the and I was I'll say, any of these questions that we didn't get answered, we'll get them all answered, right? We'll get it all figured out, just like we always do. But it's brand new to all of us right now. But it's exciting, right? It's a good thing, and we always get everything figured out. So yeah. Okay.
Thanks
All
so much.
right. All right. See you later, Cheryl. All right. Bye. Okay, y'all. So I am going to, my homework is I'm going to go into and send a message to MJ right now with a couple of those questions, right, that I wasn't sure about the answer to. And so she'll get those answered tomorrow. I'll just say, you know what? If you can talk about those at the very beginning of the call, because I had those questions just about, kind of what we can see, what you all can see in terms of your data, weekly and monthly and things like that. And so she'll clarify all of that on the Q&A. I believe she's back for the Q&A tomorrow. Christy has been in there all this last month for Healthify. But she'll be back in. And so, but here's the deal, y'all. We're still figuring this out too, but we will get every question answered. Support at pnptribe.com. Ask coaches. Y'all know MJ. You can email MJ, right? So it's just like any which way, don't think there's a wrong way to reach out for help. Just reach out and we'll get it to the right person. Please don't sit in confusion. Please don't sit in, overwhelm. Please reach out. Okay. If there's nothing else you do in July, that will be a win, right? That you just don't sit in, without getting the support. 'Cause y'all, that's what Corinne pays me to do, is to support you all. Okay. And all of us coaches and everybody on the team. So, all right, y'all, I think that's it. So yeah, it's a little bit after 6. So, but I'm so excited for July. So I will be back. Y'all get me like all kinds of ways here in July. I'm going to be back next Tuesday, I do believe, for the nighttime eating call. And so I'm going to start doing those calls pretty regularly. So I'm super excited about that. And so you'll see me next Tuesday. And of course, MJ will be on for the Q&A tomorrow. And then all the others. And I think Kathy's doing a special call this week. So all kinds of stuff for you all this summer, and have an amazing holiday this weekend. And I'll talk to you all again soon. Okay. Take care. Bye. Thanks. I'm gonna enjoy my dinner for sure. See ya. All right. Bye-bye.